does not fight the snake on the ground. It picks it up into the sky. It changes the battleground, and then it releases the snake into the sky. The snake has no stamina, no power, no balance in the air. It's useless, weak and vulnerable, unlike on the ground where it's powerful, wise and deadly. So take your fight. Take your fight into the spiritual realm by praying. And when you are in the spiritual realm, God takes your battles. He takes them over. Don't fight the enemy in his comfort zone. Change the battleground, folks. Change the battleground like the eagle, and let God take charge through your earnest prayer, and you will be assured of clean victory. Isn't that powerful? That's wonderful. Amen. And maybe there's someone else that God's really encouraged this week by something they've seen, something they've read, heard, or maybe he's just dropped something into your spirit while we've been worshipping this morning. Don't be afraid. Step forward and come and share it with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
God is saying to us, let me take your hands and put them in the hands of my son. Don't let go of them. Hold on to him, and he will lead you and direct you to the paths I want you to go in. There are riches there that will benefit you. There will be riches there which will sustain you. And everything that you desire in God will be given to you by my son. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Is there someone else? Thank you.
This was a word I had last week, and it came to me when I was driving into Maria and having to stop every day at the roadworks, at the traffic lights, and then thinking how patient we have to be, to not get annoyed when you're held up by roadworks, because you know that it means that it's going to be better, it's going to improve things. And then I felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, that's like what I do. Be patient when things don't seem to be moving, or you're held up by the roadworks of the Holy Spirit, because what he's doing that is improving things. Even if things seem to be moving slowly, God's doing the work. So we can have faith and patience in that.
That's good, Michelle. So good. That's a testimony for when we get pulled up at roadworks and traffic lights. I knew you had a word.
I wasn't going to say anything. Last week, when Jules said about God will make a way when there seems no other way, I've got that in a little cross that my sister gave me before she passed away. And when I was having a shower that morning, I actually felt like bringing it to church and holding it in my hand. I thought, does it all think I was a nutter? But when Jules said that, it really confirmed that, you know what I mean? I'd also like to say that when we give our life to the Lord, and it says die to ourselves, that's exactly what it feels like too when we do die to ourselves, because in the last week, God's convicted me so much. In the last, I'd say, 2 months, I've been saying out loud and to other people that I don't like people anymore. And it's not that I don't like people anymore. God's let me know that it's not the people that I don't like anymore. It's the conviction that he gives me that I don't like when I speak out of bounds and to people. And I think a lot of people in this church do know that Cheryl doesn't have much filter between the mouth and the mind. And I really apologise for that. And God is working on that. So we'll see what he does, eh?
Amen. And he's doing a great work. He's doing an amazing work. And what I love about it is, you sit, have a seat. And we are so different to We're so different from one another. But I love it where it says, forgive each other for our differences. It says that in Colossians, and I think in Galatians. Forgive each other. Love each other through our differences. And we love you, Cheryl. And we've seen you come up. We've seen you fall, and you're here. And praise God you're here, because that's what it's about being here, is picking each other up. When we fall, we need each other. So bless you. Connie, would you come and bring the